Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, out of lockdown. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. This is Snap P 21.
21! Woohoo! This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so if that's not your jam, listen anyway, because it's time that people were more accepting. But if you don't want your children to hear it, maybe put your headphones on, earbuds in, and enjoy a little bit of peace and quiet with Mandy and I squawking at you, as someone said.
Squawking, I know.
Those two old squawkers. That's what someone said.
Their children call us squawkers.
Those
two squawking again.
Yep. So we're back squawking at you.
Oh.
What a momentous day.
Oh, Kate.
This is a day amongst days if you live in Melbourne.
It's Christmas, basically.
We are recording this on the day that we're allowed to go shopping.
Oh.
Mandy and I are in the same room on the same couch.
Oh, my gosh.
We can have people to my house. She's the person I'm allowed to have.
Oh, that's it. That's it for today. That's you it can't for today. Anyone else off. Sorry.
That's all right. It's a Wednesday. It's not like I'm having any parties.
That's really funny. Yeah, so people can come into your house.
Yes.
I mean, here's to everyone in Melbourne.
What we've been through, as I was saying to Mandy, I read an article that said it's a collective trauma.
Yeah.
And it really is.
Yeah.
Mandy and I have just popped up to the shops.
Oh.
Our local shops, Brolly Buchanan Design. And even the shopkeepers, they're sort of
They're a bit shocked.
They're shocked.
Yeah. I went into the coffee apple at like 9:02.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my gosh. I was like, are you open? I want to touch things.
Yes. And I want to support these
people. I want to support them. I know I said I'm going to Target, but I'm going to the small shops first.
100%.
Yeah. So.
And we've walked past these shops because all we do is walk.
Yeah.
And not a person in there for what, 9 or 10 weeks.
Yeah.
This is or monumental.
Just in there doing online stuff. You can't even talk to them.
No. No, it's amazing.
Miss Nine, she woke up this morning. She said, I feel like it's my birthday.
Aww.
And I'm going to cry. Yep. I felt like she was back. My daughter was back because she was dancing around the room and she was happy. And she said, and at 8:30, my neighbor's going to come in and she's going to come in our house. And so she came in and then she went into Miss Nine's room and my neighbor burst into tears, little 10-year-old crying. So we had a big group hug.
Yeah.
And Miss Nine's going there for dinner tonight. My friend said, you can choose the menu.
Oh,
it's just, you don't understand.
You can't understand. I'm not saying that you don't understand.
We're trying to express it.
You have to live through it.
Yeah.
And I know those of you outside of Victoria are like, oh, shut the fuck up. But it's actually been
We have to talk about it.
And we will just talk about it amongst ourselves. Don't worry. By the time we get back to Noosa, we'll be over it.
I don't think
I'm ever going to be over it.
Oh, no.
But I was telling Mandy as well that Mandy and I were on Today Show Extra this morning.
Yes.
And we could actually be in the same house, which was so lovely. Anyway, the lovely producer from Channel 9 rang me yesterday and she said, are you and Mandy going to be together? Because, you know, we seem to just bounce off each other really well and it'd be good if you were together. And I said, yes, because Dan's letting us have friends over.
Yes.
And she said, who's Dan?
Oh.
You don't know who Daniel Andrews is? You don't know that we've just been doing, I'm not saying this in a bad way, we've been doing what he's been telling us and I thought, no, they don't even know who Dan is.
We laughed.
We did. So anyway, but Dan has let us have friends over, so it's pretty exciting.
We also had a very big night last night.
Big night. And big night.
We are a little bit high off it, I think. Yes. So we were nominated for Australians of the Year, and we haven't been able to tell you that.
No, we have told them. Yeah, but we haven't been able to talk about all the process.
No.
Because there's been a media silence.
Yes.
So we've been sworn to tell you all about it. It's been the most amazing thing. And whoever nominated us, thank you and bless you.
Because we know it's Peas.
Yeah. And the funny thing is there was another woman in our category, so we were not Senior Australian of the Year, as people have joked. We were just Australian of the Year.
Yeah.
And there was another woman, Donna, who's going to come on the podcast. Yeah. She's a pea mum, and we really wanted her to win.
The work she has done Yes.
is unbelievable.
We wanted her to win over us.
We really did.
Absolutely.
Genuinely.
Yes, genuinely.
And we're so thrilled. It. And so we will tell her story when she comes on here.
Yes.
But, yeah, she's just worked tirelessly
for
homelessness.
You're going to love her.
Yes. Yeah. We love her. Yeah. We're best friends now.
So I want to go back a bit and say what happened. So we got an email a few months ago.
June or something, May
saying
or June.
We'd been nominated out of 3,000 people.
And not to tell anybody.
Yeah. And we were like, okay, great.
And we were really happy, but we just knew that was where it was going to end.
As in, I don't care. I just was like, oh, well, that won't go anywhere.
No.
But thank you.
Because there's so many worthy people.
3,000 people.
3,000
people. So we let that go. And then one day
I did not think about it.
One day I was working and a phone call went through and there was a message. And then Kate messaged me and said, listen to your messages.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm a bit lax. So,
I was
tell us what happened with your phone call.
Yeah. So I was in my bedroom. It was during remote learning. Of course,
yes,
because that's all we have. And this lovely woman said, hi, it's whatever her name is. I'm just not going to say it because I don't know if she wants me to.
Yeah.
From the Department of Premier and Cabinet. And at first I thought it was a friend like having a joke because we've been locked down. So everything comes from the Department of Premier and Cabinet. And then I was like, oh, it doesn't sound like any of my friends. And she said, we just wanted to let you know that you're one of the Victorian finalists for Australian of the Year. And I laughed.
Me too.
That can't possibly be true.
No.
And I still don't think it's true.
No.
Even after we've been through a lot of Zoom calls. And then I said, I beg your pardon. And she was so beautiful.
Oh, she was beautiful.
Beautiful. And she said, we've talked to a lot of people about you. We are so proud that you're from Victoria. And then I started crying.
Yeah.
And that you have made such an impact on people's lives. And we're just so proud of what you've done. And I thought, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a big thing to be told.
Really?
Really big thing. And she said, you can't tell anybody. It'll become public in about a month. So it was about a month ago we found out. And I don't think I still understood the significance that there were only four people. Well, Mandy and I were one. So
yeah. When I rang, so I listened to the message and then I rang back and I laughed as well. I said, I'm so sorry.
It's like a coping mechanism
as well. And she said, oh, no, I'm used to lots of reactions.
Yes.
And she said the same thing. You should be so proud of the way you've supported the people of Victoria. And I started crying and then I said, it's been so hard.
Because it has.
Because we were right in the thick of it.
We were right in the thick of it. And there was no end in sight at that point. And, of course, what we were disappointed
about. When
she said
the top four, I was just like, what?
I couldn't believe it. I still can't believe – I cannot believe it. I think I will never believe it. But then she said, and this really shows Mandy and I for the rather mediocre people we are, when she said, we would have had a big, beautiful thing in a government house. And I was, oh, no.
I was sad about that.
I really just like, I'm not going to get to put a pretty dress on. I would have been able to maybe see Dan Andrews, meet the governor of Victoria, all the nominees.
Ever have been able to do that.
And past winners.
I know.
And it would have been amazing to meet these people. But COVID said no.
My sister was like, even I would have got a dress and come.
Yes,
you know, like,
I know.
Just, it would have been really special.
It would have. It really,
so that,
really would
that
have.
That sort of made us feel a bit about
it. Because it's just 2020 all over.
It kind of was the, you're in Melbourne.
We watched Adelaide's and Adelaide's all got to go together. And I was like, it's just us.
Oh, gosh.
So it was a bit, that's no one's fault. It just was a bit upsetting.
Yeah.
Not upsetting, that's a bit too big a word. Disappointing.
So we were allowed to tell family and friends. Darren was like, he sort of, like was aghast, and then he was like, congratulations. Like, what the heck?
I know, because it's and I think we say this actually meaning it. There are people that have been nominated that have done remarkable things for their whole life. And so are more worthy.
That's right.
And we knew that we weren't progressing because there are people more worthy. And so I didn't feel any stress about winning or having to have a speech because I knew I wasn't going to. But it was a really stressful day. I worked.
It was a stressful
day. We had to get makeup on. Yeah. We had to get lights set up. We couldn't be together because we weren't allowed out.
When am I ever a lighting person?
No.
Never.
So we had to borrow lights. It was just.
Yeah, it was hard.
My husband really stepped up. That's his thing. He likes doing that stuff. So David did a bit of that. But look, let me tell you. Going on a Zoom with 17 strangers who can't get their cameras working.
Oh, the first Zoom we ever did.
It was like being at school. It was like watching preppies.
I didn't realise it was going to be funny. And then we were caught. And then I had to stop myself from laughing. I had to say, think of someone dying. Think of someone dying.
No.
Because
And Mandy and I were the only people that knew each other.
Yes.
So we had that, you know, when it's two of you in a row at church, and you're like, that was what was happening to us.
It was beautiful.
It
was beautiful. The first time meeting everyone was exciting.
It was so nice.
And you didn't get to see her, but Lorna, the Senior Australian of the Year, she didn't win. But
Go
and look her up. I mean, she was just exquisite.
Arca will probably put her in the show notes.
Yeah.
But, oh, my goodness. Lorna, we just love you. We loved your kitchen, everything about you.
We really wanted you to win.
We really wanted you to win. Because, of course, we're going for the girls.
There was some funny moments, though, because the Young Australians of the Year all had their screens off.
Yeah.
And I thought, gosh.
And the middle-aged Australians of the Year were muted because we understood that.
We understood that.
And the senior Australians, just mics. Cameras, people coming in asking for cups of tea.
Noses right up to the screen. I mean, it was just a beautiful snapshot.
It really was. I wish you could have seen it. That was better than the awards.
It actually was.
100% better.
Because it was such a surprise to be so fabulous.
Everyone in their house just wearing tracksuits and, you know. Well, someone said, do we have to dress up for this?
Yes.
Because we don't leave home in Melbourne. You don't understand.
It's like our one moment.
We've forgotten how to even get dressed.
I rang. You're allowed to tell close friends and close family.
Yes.
So I remember I rang Mum and Dad to tell them. And Mum did get a bit teary.
Yes.
He was proud.
Oh,
and
my
Dad
was
said,
shocked.
Oh, you'll have to learn a new swear word. And then Mum's like, no, Graham.
Don't swear.
I was like, Mum, I'm not going to swear Australian of the Year. I promise you.
Promise. I think she held her breath.
Yeah, but I think she finally got it.
Yes.
Right?
I think so too. My mum and my...
I think she was like, I think they are making a difference.
My brother Shannon was like, he's when we're allowed to tell people and they told my little nephew that he told the whole school.
Oh.
My aunt's going to win Australian of the Year.
Oh, that's very
Which
cute.
Blew it. So it's been, amazing. And I would say if you ever think you could nominate someone, do it.
Now, I've never been so interested in Australian of the Year in my whole life and I feel ashamed.
Yes.
Because what a tremendous thing. I mean, it's awards. We know. We haven't said that yet.
We know
we don't love awards.
I don't love awards and I think that they're not fair. But the nomination, to get a little email to say, even if it doesn't progress further, you've been nominated. That means
incredible.
You can do it for a teacher that's changed your child's life. You can do it for
therapist,
a carer.
That's right.
You can do it for your next door neighbour who cuts your lawn. It can be because there's local hero.
Yes.
You can do, like there was people that fought bushfires.
Yes.
And
next year's will be impressive,
next year's
I reckon.
Will be really impressive.
2022 will be.
So just amazing people, and most of them are just ordinary.
We were watching the AFL Grand Final and for some reason Molly just chirped up with and said, can I win Average Australian of the Year?
I want to tell you this, Molly. No, we're both average and we didn't win.
It was so funny. But I have to tell you this. I was choosing what to wear. Mm. Kate bought me a beautiful Gorman dress for my birthday. And people were saying, is Mandy wearing Gorman?
I was getting all the messages.
It was very beautiful.
Yes.
And I showed Molly what I was wearing and she said, that's the perfect dress for your podcast, Mum. It represents all your emotions and feelings and the twists and turns.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, Molly.
You've
taken my breath away.
I was just.
Yeah.
I know. She's a poignant lady.
She is.
She is.
Yep. She
is.
Really is. And she thinks about what she's going to say.
She does.
Wow,
she
Molly.
She does. That's why I speak pathologists always love her because she just comes out with these things.
Yes.
So
because your IQ doesn't relate to your emotional intelligence or how well you communicate.
No, so, and it was just the most precious thing. I wrote it down because this was like weeks ago because I was trying it on and this was – so I thought I'm writing that down.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So Mandy and I had to do two Zooms where we dialed in and they checked their sound quality, lighting quality,
what the picture looked like.
They didn't, no disrespect to you, Australian of the Year, I know you're not listening, but they didn't actually do that with the hosts who are the most beautiful people. We spoke to them on ABC Conversations and you can go back and listen to that.
The Conversations Hour.
The Conversations Hour on Monday.
Yes.
Monday.
It's on their podcast, The Conversation Hour. The actual episode is there.
So it would have been Monday the 26th of October. And you can hear all the people that were nominated. You can hear the beautiful
Actually,
Donna.
Actually, go and listen to it because
you'll see why.
You'll
we
see why.
Win.
Yeah.
And why we're really fine with it.
Yeah, exactly.
But they were beautiful and we had a lovely chat to them on the radio. But then on the night, if any of you watched this, and we won't say anything bad because we respect everyone that was giving up their time, but it didn't work.
It didn't work.
The poor local heroes couldn't hear them.
Oh.
It just, you went to ask questions, no one could hear. The two hosts couldn't hear each other because one was in Shepparton and one was in Melbourne. I just can't tell you. I'm having friends texting me going, I'm nervous for you, but this is really funny.
I know.
And I just thought, I'm glad we can laugh.
My sister was like, stay calm. It's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was sitting there just like.
Well, and because you've got to sit on your own. Your family has to leave
the room
and they're not allowed to use any internet because they don't want to suck your data. And you're like, well, here I am all by myself and I don't think it's going to work.
And then we were meant to have a question. So we'd prepared like three answers.
We really did. We really thought about them.
We thought about it, Peas, because we thought if we're going to win these messages, what we're going to say
it's
is really,
really
powerful.
Important.
So I had all that printed out and cut up just in case.
Yep.
But then they're like, oh, you know, we're going to ask you some questions.
And they didn't ask the questions.
And then they didn't ask the question. And then I don't even know what I said because I didn't want to say, excuse me, could you ask that again? Because what if it cut out?
Yes. And the other thing was when they were asking those questions, we didn't know if we'd won or not. And even though we thought we hadn't, we couldn't use the answers that we'd already prepared.
Exactly.
Because they said, you don't have to talk unless you win. We've prepared a package about you.
Oh, my gosh. It was sweating it out.
It was. It was really I think it would be more stressful for the presenters.
Yes,
like,
I felt
I think
for
they
them.
Really
they did
must
a good
have
job.
They
yeah.
really did. But
it was stressful for us.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
It was
goodness
stressful.
I was stressed.
It was stressful. Yeah. And then
even though I had my sneakers on and my leggings underneath my dress.
Ugg boots I had. So
I was just like, how funny.
I know. And there is the relaxing part of doing things at home.
Well, I was like, no parking, no rushing. No. I still handed everyone their spaghetti bolognese at 6:30.
Yeah.
Like there was no, you know, and then as soon as we all finished, everyone was on my bed and we were all laughing and, you know.
I said, jammies back on.
Yeah, my friend Chris bought us some chocolate and some Bickies and dip and some ice cream. So we had some of that. That was beautiful.
It was such an experience and you're probably bored listening to Mandy and I talk about it. I'm sorry, but it was.
Well,
I think one of the most amazing things that'll ever happen to us in our life.
Yeah.
And just to be on a list with those people was just mind-blowing and...
I went to borrow Mum's maiden hair fern because she's very good at indoor plants, and I didn't really, because I was like, how am I going to set up? Like, Kate styled beautifully. I'm not that good at that. So I was just like, oh. Anyway, she just gave me a bit of a pep talk and said, you know, remember who the people you're doing this for. This is going to give them a real lift.
Oh, thanks.
Because so, I was like, oh, no, I'm nervous, Mum. And yeah, so We wanted to win it for you guys.
Yeah, that's right.
But actually, there was a little bit of relief.
I just felt a really big relief, and not because I know that we wouldn't have done a good job. We would have been more than mediocre and tried.
Yes.
But I also thought, this is going to, how do we do this?
Yeah,
and juggle
I didn't
our lives?
Know how to juggle
so,
it.
But we would have.
Yeah.
And we're so.
Well, Mum said, we will help.
Yeah.
But I was like, I feel overwhelmed with what that could possibly mean because we're already
well, and
stretched.
We can't be away from our children.
We can't. And I could see that in their little eyes.
Yes, that's right. Yes. So.
And remember, they've had us for 8 months.
They really have.
So even just breaks of school and stuff is a big deal.
Yes.
Having a lot more cuddles.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. So, yeah. But apparently you can just, for the rest of your life, put on your bio, nominated for Australian
and
of the
I
Year.
And I am.
Mandy's got it on her.
Don't you worry.
Email thing.
So, well, because I said it opens up a lot of doors. So
yeah, that's
thought,
right.
Well,
we'll definitely, I put it on the Instagram
fantastic.
For the podcast because that's what we want. We want doors open, not for Mandy and I,
no,
but for our
us.
Children
that's
and
right.
for diversity. So
yeah, not if, our children, all our children.
All of our children, the P children. So if that's going to open that door, well,
we will
we'll
do it.
Put it on our bio.
Yeah, that's right.
So
oh,
this
what
is,
a time.
What a lockdown. We... remote schooled for 108 days. We lost all of our supports. We lost
our
friend. I had most of that time off work.
I had a busy work time.
Yes, because people were home realizing
yes.
they needed their kids to sleep.
So that was unbelievable.
We wrote a book.
We wrote a book.
We got nominated for Australian of the Year.
What a year.
I can't. It's, there's.
It's too much.
It's too much. But we're both quite happy today because we did it.
Yeah.
We answered our questions.
We did.
We made our Zoom work.
We did.
Unlike the ABC.
Well, I just wanted to say that, like, all the nominees, we did a really good job.
Yeah, we
well
did.
Done to all of you.
We really,
we got
really
it all
did.
Together.
We did. And it was,
you know, it's,
it was lovely and.
And enjoy yourself, Queensland, Sydney, whatever,
yes,
all the other.
All of you other states. And
nice
I just
dinner.
Hope that our beautiful Donna is able to get to Canberra.
Yes.
Please open your borders and
let
her
in.
Because
she needs to be there.
She needs to be there and her charity needs, you know, she said it's already been great. She
yeah,
said people
good.
Have already been donating.
Yep.
And
fantastic.
And so that's why it was so important for her.
Yes, it really
you know,
was
it really
so important.
Was.
We know that we reach you.
Yes.
And you spread us around.
Yeah, you're
so
ace. You tell everyone.
This was more important for her.
Yep. Yes. And then this morning after we went shopping, which was pretty fun, I have to say, Mandy and I bought some very cute plates.
Yes, and I bought some new earrings. And,
aren't you glad you're hearing this professional that works at the Royal Children's? Wow, Mandy and Kate bought plates.
He loves us no matter what.
What a life-changing event.
Oh,
but
it was
actually. Feeling. We actually went into a shop together and it felt.
Oh, we said, we're back.
I know.
And she was like, oh, okay. Imagine having us as your
quiet
first customers.
Quiet as normal.
but
saw
we also,
beautiful Liz.
We saw beautiful Liz, who is a listener. So, hi, Liz.
And I got to meet her.
She said, oh, I'm going to cry, that for the whole lockdown we were a shining light.
Yes, I know.
I just, thank you.
Thank you, because we didn't feel like we were.
No, I said some days we were just slumped on the couches.
We really were.
We really were slumped.
Yep, and we
that
would finish the recording.
That, when we had that anxiety for weeks.
Weeks, and couldn't speak after we finished recording.
We were
slumped.
We were so drained.
So, but you gave us life too.
You did.
And unlike last lockdown where we think this is going to end, we don't know.
No.
We don't know if we'll be back in lockdown in a month. We don't know if we'll be back in February. So we are going to enjoy these moments of being outside.
What we can do.
When I saw beautiful Kerry from Buchanan Design, she's like, we're gonna have a picnic and we miss you. And so I think even though we can go to restaurants and bars, they're all booked, but we can just sit with more than two people and have a picnic. That is so great and it's going to be good weather and –
But also we want to shout out because some, you know, people have been writing in the Hangout and stuff that everyone needs to take their own time.
They really
because
do.
Because everyone's going to be feeling different from this
time.
Yeah,
I'm not ready to hit a big shopping centre.
No. I said I was going to Target, but I haven't been.
No.
And, I, you know, people are coming out of this in all sorts of different ways. They've had loss.
Loss.
They've had, you know, a million things.
Yeah.
So I just want to shout out to you. And if you're a P family or you're someone that's thinking, I don't actually know how to come out of this.
I know.
We see you too.
And we all just need to, when you're feeling like that, check in with a therapist, Beyond Blue. They've put on extra people for Victoria because this is not something we know how to do.
No.
I don't know how to go back. Like, we don't even have anything that's happened, right?
No.
So, you know, when you catch up with your girlfriends and you talk about this happened at work and we couldn't believe so-and-so did this. Nothing has happened in our lives.
Yeah.
I was listening to, of course, Matt and Alex because I love them. And someone told a really funny story and he said, I have to rely on other people to tell the anecdotes because I don't have any.
We don't have any.
I thought that's Melbourne.
That's exactly
anecdoteless.
The truth. Anecdoteless.
But the sun is shining today
and
we...
I also got a card from Auntie Lacey, my sister Annalise, for my birthday and it said Sister of the Year. So she said, even if you don't win Australian of the Year, you've won Sister of the Year. So that's pretty... That made me cry because we've all
beautiful.
Had to look out for each
we
other.
We really have, like never before, like actually being together.
Yeah.
I think we've learnt some things about... And I've learnt what to do more, like... When you're disconnected from someone, we've learnt to send food like Uber Eats or donuts or a really cute hamper or fruit boxes.
We have learnt a lot.
A lot of that. Like I think I just always went to flowers before.
Yes.
And I've learnt.
You can be more creative.
Yeah, much more creative. I sent my beautiful friend Marita broke her foot and my friend Melissa broke her foot as well. I know, terrible. And they're stuck in lockdown with sore feet. But my friend Marita, we were like, we sent her all cocktails, all in little bags.
Oh,
and you just put them in the fridge
cute.
Or freezer and, you know. So there are so many things. And everyone's pivoted in Melbourne.
Yes.
But actually, I think I'll hang on to a lot of those cute things that you
I
can send.
Yeah, I think so too.
So, and we won't ever say that we're out of lockdown. I think it'll be 3 years and we'll still won't say it because the rest of Australia doesn't know. But you can just go back, straight back in.
I'm just happy with the small,
small
moves.
We can go 25 kilometres from our house, not just five. So you can drive... You know, 6Ks to a nursery that you like or something.
Yeah.
And I also want to shout out to the P's in America, one of whom said they're like when – because our in Victoria we had to get our average daily cases under five. And she was like, ours is 7,000.
I know.
And I just thought –
Well, if you can't listen to us, that's okay.
Yeah, really,
we don't want to be
really
there
okay. This should probably have a warning at the start. We're out.
Yeah, but we're only a little bit out, truly.
Oh, we are only truly a little bit out.
You know, so.
Yeah, and we and the other thing, like my beautiful cousin Valerie in Ireland, they've just been given a 5K.
Yeah, yeah.
They think, you know, everything's shutting down again.
I wonder if the world's looking at Melbourne.
Oh, I think they are, yeah. So, but for them it's coming into winter.
Yeah,
and we've
which
got
is
lots
what
of
we were.
Yes, which is what we were, and it's cold and dark, and you know,
very
I think
dark.
they're just hanging on that it can be managed with schools staying in.
Yes,
that's all, you know. And I think literally from Melbourne, that's what I would say too. If you can get
if
through a pandemic with the schools
school,
open,
I think that would be life changing.
Life changing
because they're so happy.
Even if they all grade one went Mondays, grade two went Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like even if there's a way of making it work,
just springs in their steps.
Oh,
yeah, Molly with some new stories.
Yes,
so I said it on Today Extra. Was I going to say it's my? Yeah, I'll save that as my laugh for the next episode.
Yes,
yeah.
But yeah, new stories. And that's funny because I said to the boys, oh, how do you go with wearing masks? And they're like, actually, it's fine. And I didn't think it would be fine. And then Buzz said, it's because we wear them all the time at the snow. And at the snow, it's cold. You have gaiters across. And he goes, these ones don't get wet or icy.
Oh,
I was like, there you go.
Fascinating.
I know. He said, I think we cope better than everybody else, Mum.
Probably they
do. I thought, then you spend winter in one. I didn't think about it.
Of course not.
He's like, it's fine. He goes, truth be told, just choose one that's a bit big for you. I was like, don't tell anybody that. Because it is hard if it pushes really tight on your face, which I know is what the airlock is required.
Yes.
But these are kids taking them off to eat lunch. And
Anyway. That's it.
That's it. Mandy's over and out. That's all, folks.
We were on Today Extra this morning too.
That
was really fun,
was so
actually.
Fun.
And we were so relaxed.
Oh, because not we were like, a bit
it's
of nerves.
Not a Zoom on Australian of the Year.
And I think because we could be together again.
We could
again.
Be together. So we're hugging on there. It's probably illegal. Anyway. But David Campbell and Sylvia were gorgeous.
They were really
and
lovely.
They were crying.
Yes.
But then I was like, David Campbell's a twin dad.
Yep.
He
and
knows
they're
the chaos.
People.
Yeah.
And they know
yeah.
the emotion of, well, Melbourne, you know, we've been through it.
Yeah.
It's been, yeah. And the other thing that I wanted to say is that we do have Christmas merch.
We do.
And the T-shirts are very cute. I must actually go and order some.
And the bags.
And we're going to get the black tote bag.
Yes.
Tote bags back. That's hard to say.
Because people are wanting them to give us
Which
presents
the,
to their therapies.
Yeah.
Eat, sleep, therapy, repeat.
Yes. And they are awesome, actually. Number one daughter
I
uses
use it
hers
all
the time. Yeah.
Yep.
I've got one for Shane if we ever get back to see him.
I sent him a picture of our nomination. And he's like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. And then he's like, when are you doing your book tour? I was like, not for a while. We'll let you know.
Yeah, because I want him to come.
Yeah, I want him to come too.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be perfect? Oh, yeah, I think he's ready for it.
Yeah, yeah, he knows he's probably in there. And somebody messaged me and said, oh, wouldn't it be great if you had little patches because she's a doctor and wears scrubs and we don't have patches.
Mm.
I'm not talking about nicotine patches. I'm talking about our
I'm
piece.
Not sure merch,
but we
can
have
do that.
Got little pins. And she's like, oh, okay. So
If
you haven't been to the merch shop, the stuff comes and goes. Our beautiful merch people, Luke and Carly, awesome, amazing humans. And they run a shop called Merch Fan. So you can find us on Merch Fan. You can find us through our website. And we have got some pretty cool things.
I think, do we need more lanyards?
I don't know.
Because I ordered them. So, sorry, that's some admin talk. We better sort that out too.
But everybody in Melbourne, this snap pea is for you.
Yes, it's for you.
We will keep making them because we love them. They'll come out when they come out. You know what we like.
Yeah.
And this is for all of our Northern Hemisphere peas. We love you.
Yep.
We really, really get
you bring in to us,
ring in
tell
and let us
how
know.
You are.
We will
we
keep sharing your
it.
Stories.
We will.
We know it's heavy.
How your pea shoots are
really heavy. How you're living and you have anxiety and all of that. We get it. And before we go, I wanted to say we put a thing on our Instagram. I'll put in the show notes. It's a Sharing Kindness Advent Calendar.
Yeah.
And it's so sweet. And if you don't like giving your kids lollies for Christmas, I mean, I've heard those people are out there.
plenty.
Then this is just makes a little picture and you do a nice kind thing for someone. And I believe that the girl that makes them, beautiful Tess, is sending one over to our beautiful Pea Marnie in Scotland.
Oh, great.
Yes. So that's so kind. But they're just really cute. So Mandy and I got one. It's very funny because the first little flap that you lift up says – it says number one, and then number one daughter was like, let's just open them all, Mum. Let's just open them all and we'll make a scene. Like, not a scene.
Yeah.
As in, yeah. Anyway, and the first one's like, now don't open all of these at once. So we didn't.
You have to learn.
We listened to our little inner voice. Anyway, thank you for Tess for sharing them with the P Tribe and for sending one out. That was really nice.
And thank you for all your congratulations and your excitement.
And you, Peas, got behind the Australian of the Year Awards.
You really did.
You watched us on
Thank you.
And we love you.
Yes.
You are, we were all nominated. That's what I really,
I felt
really
like that
think.
Too.
It wasn't about.
I wanted it to be for all of you.
It was just about that story that we've all told and we keep telling.
Yeah.
And it's ordinary people.
Yeah, that's right.
Just with
the best.
With the most awesome lives. So
yeah, thank you, Peas.
You can go rate and review.
Have
Thanks
a good
to the
week.
Acast people. You are changing lives with your Acast supporter. You really, really are. We're really close to letting you know what the exciting project is. And you're going to be so thrilled that your money went to that.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Thank you.
This is your official nominations for Australian of the Year nominees.
2021. Over and out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.